Twitter fatigue. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. This was a big weekend on Twitter, with over 20 Trump tweets since Friday, in which he compliments his cabinet picks for disagreeing with him, again declares Saturday Night Live not funny, speculates that the CIA chief himself leaked that Russian dossier. And on NBC's Meet the Press, the panel seemed overwhelmed.
If we all start screaming every time he drops a tweet, we're going to be very, very, very tired.
I'm sorry. When the President of the United States says something, it's automatically news. Yeah. We can't ignore
it. But it almost sounds as if you're saying then...
And then I got this note from a listener. Quote, "The tweets are ridiculous. They are annoying to listen to and just make me feel angry and frustrated, especially when there is no news analysis following the tweet. Please stop." Sir, I wish I could analyze every tweet, but there are so many of them, I'm feeling thigh vibrations every half hour, even when my phone is off. I will, however, attempt an overall analysis. We have here a president-elect who, by one count, has made 282 promises, including to repeal and replace Obamacare simultaneously.
Simultaneously. It will be on the same day or the same week, but probably the same day, could be the same hour.
Who makes a promise like that, except maybe an airline gate agent? So my overall analysis is that he is deliberately flooding the airspace with so many decoy tweets that the fact-checkers will finally give up fact-checking his promises, ditch journalism, and go into a field where they can make some money, like welding. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.